On a Monday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The president of Pakistan is entering a crucial period of his rule. Aides to General Pervez Musharraf say he intends to seek re-election when his term expires in November, which has led to an intense debate over the way he's planning to get re-elected. NPR's Philip Reeves has been on a reporting trip to Pakistan and filed this report.
More than 7 years have elapsed since Pervez Musharraf seized power in a coup. Musharraf, who's both president and army chief of staff, describes his rule as enlightened moderation. His opponents disagree. They say the army and intelligence agencies are now by far the most powerful forces in Pakistan.
Military is controlling this country 100%.
Tariq Mahmood is a civil rights lawyer and a critic of Musharraf.
Everywhere you go, whether it's education, whether it's health, whether it's a National Highway Authority, everywhere where the stakes are involved, where the money is lying, the military officer, whether they are serving or retired, they are holding the job.
Despite being the subject of several assassination attempts, Musharraf wants another 5-year term. That's not in doubt. What is at issue is the way he appears to be planning to go about getting it. In Pakistan, the president's appointed by an electoral college comprising the provincial and national legislatures. Musharraf's aides make little secret of his plans to seek re-election from these bodies, even though their 5-year terms also expire at the end of this year. Musharraf is confident that by going to the current legislatures, where his support is strong, he'll get enough votes.
This has never happened before, and it is probably what we feel is unconstitutional, undemocratic.
Iqbal Zafarjaggra belongs to the PMLN, the party of Nawaz Sharif, the prime minister ousted by Musharraf's coup in 1999. Jaggra and others believe Musharraf is morally obliged to wait for new legislatures to be elected before standing for re-election. He's not the only one. Professor Khurshid Ahmad is from the MMA, a powerful alliance of Islamic parties, and he's also outraged by the plan.
I think that is preposterous. An assembly which was elected only for 5 years cannot elect president for 10 years. Although he says he's a very brave person, but he's not prepared to face the people in a normal democratic process.
It's already out in Chinese, of course, Urdu and Hindi, Bengali, Malayalam, Tamil. It's being done, of course, in French and German and so on.
Humayun Goha edited Musharraf's recent autobiography, although he's widely believed to have been his ghostwriter. He's close to Musharraf and a staunch supporter. Goha says Musharraf's re-election plan conforms with the constitution.
If you're to talk about spirit and morality, then what are you talking about? It's there in writing.
This is not an argument that impresses Musharraf's opponents. They point out Musharraf's changed the constitution in the past to ensure he keeps his job. That job, admittedly, is not an easy one. There was a reminder of this a few days ago when a suicide bomber killed himself and a guard at Islamabad's Marriott Hotel. The following day, more than a dozen people were killed in another suicide attack, this time in the frontier city of Peshawar. Musharraf's Pakistan is riven by sectarian bloodletting, the separatist unrest in the country's largest province, Balochistan. And above all, there's the rising power of the Taliban in Pakistan's tribal areas on the Afghan border, plus an assortment of other Islamist militants. They despise Musharraf and his alliance with the US in the so-called war on terror. America's support for Musharraf is a sore point with Pakistan's opposition parties. Iqbal Zafarjaggra again.
They have a dual policy. They want democracy for their own country, but they don't really feel that they should have democracy here in Pakistan. They are more worried about their own personal interests in the region.
We have to rise above self, rise above national interest.
For now, though, Musharraf looks unassailable. The democratic parties who oppose him are divided, but they are limbering up for a fight. They're planning a conference in London to try to create a united front. They say if the elections are rigged again, as they were last time, they'll resort to mass street protests. Supporters of Pakistan's best-known opposition politician, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, have begun making their feelings known. Bhutto says she's planning to return to Pakistan this year. She risks being jailed on arrival over corruption charges, allegations her supporters say are politically motivated. Fayatullah Baba is a senior member of Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party. Although right now there seems very little prospect of unseating Musharraf, he believes the time will eventually come.
Who would have thought that the Berlin Wall would be dismantled? Who would have thought that in South Africa the apartheid will be demolished? Who would have thought that the Russians will be defeated in Afghanistan?
But the Russians were in Afghanistan for a decade. Musharraf has a few years yet to run. Philip Reeves, NPR News.